congratulations. This is a big win for you guys. You guys started off to a good start. Really got, I thought, got Garden City kind of flustered early on with a lot of turnovers, and you knew they were going to make some big runs, but you were able to weather about every storm that they had tonight.
And I think we went through every single storm, definitely. I mean, you know, I knew they were going to come back. I mean, we're not dumb. I mean, they're a good team. Yeah. And, you know, fortunately, we just got up to a big enough lead where they had a huge hole to climb out of. But, you know, because of the foul situation, I had people coming in playing roles that maybe they haven't played before. And, you know, other people were sitting out longer than what they typically would because of maybe a twisted ankle, whatever. And everybody came together. Yeah. And that's a great team win for us.
Oh, that was, because you're putting players in positions that they were maybe not accustomed to.
And, right.
I mean, you bring in Allie Brunswick. This is probably the biggest game she's played in so far in the season. And she comes in and holds her own there. Kennedy Holstein had to play some extended minutes. She holds her own there. You have these players coming off the bench. Ella Rumford coming in. Yes, she picked up three fouls, but she held her own there. And what does that say about the maturation process of your bench there with some of your starters and some foul trouble and some dinged up injuries?
Well, I just told them, I said, you know, we're all going to have a rough night. And so it's up to the rest of the team to pick each other up. And, yeah. You know, today, you know, Emily was struggling. Madison twisted her ankle again, you know. And so it's just sort of like, okay, we have to pick them up now. Let's do their job. And they're a big part of our team. And yeah. I think they understand it can't just be one or two people. Yeah. It's everybody.
You know, J.C. Rose hit two big threes. She has been cutting up some good shots, not getting them to go. And that was huge for her confidence. And when you guys needed a little pick-me-up after some tough foul calls on you guys to get those three-pointers.
I know. You know, every single point matters.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if you have 1 point. It doesn't matter if you have 20 points. Every single one matters, especially against great teams. So I'm going to take it wherever I can get it. I was very proud of her for making those.
And, you know, the one that really stepped up, took that leadership role definitely this afternoon, this evening, was Lindy Rumford. And she had a big night from the floor, doing it inside, outside, and at the foul line.
I mean, Lindy was huge. You know, right now we've got such a dynamic duo on the inside, and so after a while she kind of had to do it on her own.
Yeah.
And, you know, plus her sister comes in. That's another big coming in. I mean, that's tough to do. But, you know, Ella doesn't have the same experience that Lindy does, so Lindy was guiding her sister but then also carrying us. So I was very proud of her.
And then Brim McCormick coming in and hit some big free throws down the stretch there, and you needed those foul shots down, and you got them.
I know. I kept hoping that maybe we'd shoot some free throws after a while. So, you know, we did finally, and, you know, we made them when we needed them too.
What does it say about your defense? You hold their two leading scorers to well under their season average. You made some of the others try to beat you guys tonight. You hold Julie Calzanetti, who averaged 14, to just 4 points. Their second leading scorer, Simone Simmons, she came off the bench tonight, but she only had 3 points, averaging eight, and those are all from the foul line. Is that a big step forward for your defense on just studying the scout report?
You know, yeah, absolutely. You know, our girls, I mean, we really pride ourselves on our defense. We know we're not going to be perfect, but, you know, if one messes up, we have four others there to help out, because, you know, everybody is great that we play, and so we have to really rely on what we practice every single day.
And I think you're kind of ready for some rest there for your guys. Three games in 3 days, that's a grind. But you have a little bit of a time to prepare here for a big league opener next Friday night at home against a pretty good Hugoton team.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the rest, but, you know, you can't ever take too much time off. You know, our league is fantastic, and I know Hugoton's going to be coming after us, and we look forward to the challenge.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the weekend. A nice start to the season of 4-0, and enjoy the rest of this weekend.
I will. Thanks, Adam.